Marie and the Doctor. Who knows what may come next?
Good morning, Ross Noble.
Hello.
Now, last night, the beginning of a whole new era for you. How did it go? The first arena show in Australia in Adelaide.
It was an absolute blast. It was brilliant.
Oh, that's great.
It was really good fun. You get loads of calls from people in Adelaide now just going, no, it wasn't. we had a right laugh. It was, well, what was bizarre about it, I really like Adelaide as a place because they sort of revel in their slight oddness, you know? Mm-hmm. And at one point, I turned to Lewis. For a start, I walk out on stage, and somebody just, on the stairs leading up to the, you know, because the stage is in the middle. There's this massive arena, people all around, and then somebody just left a pear on the, as I was walking up, and I went, what's this just? Somebody's left a bit of fruit as if to go, nah, it looks a bit peaky, we'll just leave that for us. and at one point, there was a whole section, and they were, like, you know, we're talking like a couple of thousand people, and they were sort of laughing at some fairly odd stuff. And I went, you lot are a bit odd in this section here. And I said to them, I said, you're quite normal. And, like, a load of them went, hey! And I pointed out, like, only in Adelaide could you accuse somebody of being quite normal and they would cheer, you know? It's kind of like, brilliant, look, he thinks we're quite normal,
so,
you know?
So how was it walking out on, because you can't really practice this sort of thing. I mean, you've done hundreds and hundreds of stand-up gigs in front of lots of people, but you've never walked out into an arena in the round and had, you know, tens of thousands of people around you and delivered a comedy show. What was it like for the first few minutes?
It was great. It was just so, well, it was weird because obviously it's that strange thing of you sort of, I'd be talking to people, you know, as if it was a normal gig, and then it'd just be kind of aware of, like, you know, oh, hang on a second, there's 2,000 people just over to this side as well, you know? And it's not often that you get the feeling of, like thousands of people just creeping up on you, you know?
The big question for you, though, did you get a Mexican wave?
I didn't actually, no. But that's probably just as well in the current climate, what with Mexico being in the state it is with the swine flu, yeah. Probably one of those things are a bit unhealthy to do that, you know.
Hey, one of the things that happens at the shows that we've seen you at is that either before the show or in the intermission, people put a bunch of stuff on the stage. Now, besides the pair, in a room full of thousands, thousands, thousands of people, how inundated were you with stuff?
I mean, it wasn't too bad last night, and let me just, because I've had to implement a policy of if people put stuff on the stage, they can only do it in the second half. Mm-hmm. Don't put it on at the first half, just because otherwise it literally is the whole show is just tidying up, you know. You know what? It's got to a ridiculous level. I actually sort of somebody put a pie on the stage last night. There was they'd cooked a lovely homemade pie, and what else was on there? There was pants as well. There was you know how like Tom Jones or somebody like that gets, like, you know, the ladies will throw the pants onto the stage. Well, last night somebody placed some ladies' pants on the stage, but they were in. They were still sealed in the packet, and I thought that's, like, you know, somebody who's really thinking through the whole hygiene situation, you know. They've looked at it and they've gone, yeah, you know what, I want to throw my pants, but just my pants, that'd be dirty, so, you know, he can have these and he can do what he wants with them. So yeah, we had that, and then so there was pants, there was pie, there was what else? There was that's what I was going to say. The other day I went on the morning show, the David and Kim show, of a morning, and I'm slightly obsessed with it. Like, I've wanted to go on there for ages, and I've just never been able to fit it in time wise. And I finally went on there because of the I do apologise. I think the hotel are ringing up to go. Hang on, they're ringing. I'm on the radio at the minute. Sorry, bye bye. Room service. I swear that, like, everywhere you go in the world, it's always the same voice that goes, room service. I'm sure. It doesn't matter what country they're in. I'm sure they just say to them, right, listen, if you could, just to make it extra annoying, could you sound like you're just a Mexican woman smuggling yourself across the border? And oh, Chinese. I went on the morning show there, the David and Ken, and the reason I went on there mainly was I wanted to meet, you know, the guy that does all those like the Ped Egg and all the, you know, all those sort of the infomercial and all those because I've become slightly obsessed with the Snuggie. Have you seen
this is the blanket that's
you wear as like a jumper,
It's the sartorial giving up.
It's when your life is over.
Defeat.
It's a backwards dressing gown is what it is. It's like it's a dressing gown that they've gone, we'll just sell these and we won't bother putting a cord on them and you can just wear them. So I went on there and basically just went, talked of my obsession. Because what I love about it is that you can buy them in red or blue, but if the whole family has the same colour, you look like you're in a freaky cult, you know. You've got like, you're all wearing these robes, you know, as if you're going to go, shall we watch a nice Disney movie and then we'll commit mass suicide.
What a charming note to finish up
and
on, Ross.
You'll be so warm for the entire process.
Ross Noble, it's fantastic catching up with you, as always. Now, from Adelaide, you're heading to Sydney next?
Tonight.
Tonight.
I'm going to be in Sydney tonight, yeah. Just to clarify as well, anyway, after I said that, a Snuggie arrived in the post, so I've now got one.
Are you wearing one right now?
I haven't picked it up yet, but I might wear it tonight at the gig. You never know.
Promises, Ross.
So tonight I'll be in Sydney and witness what looks like a wizard before you marry.
Thanks, Ace Ross.
Thanks, Ross.
Right, see ya.
We'll catch you soon. Cheers, mate. Bobby, Marika, the doctor.
On Triple J.